This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2017. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. First and foremost, shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 16th, Afghanistan, Australia, Antarctica, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Guam, India, Iran, Japan, Korea North and South, Madagascar, Maldives Islands, Mongolia, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Oklahoma, Spain, South Sudan, Turkey, USA, Vietnam, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook.
Standard disclaimer. While Samaniv of Victoria, B.C. spent about a week at his alternate receiving site on Haida Gwaii Island, formerly known as Queen Charlotte, off the coast of mainland British Columbia the last week of December, racking up some incredible DX, especially on medium wave, and he made recordings of everything so he could check later, and he found out that he had pulled in two Afghanistan stations on medium wave. Pol-e-Charki, the 400-kilowatt site of Radio Afghanistan, was heard December 29th at 1933 UT, when 1106.980 kilohertz, that is 20 hertz below nominal. After an interval signal, there was the national anthem of Afghanistan heard at 1933. I guess they were signing off, identical to a version he heard online. And he says, "I am most pleased." Then on 1296 kilohertz, he heard another 400-kilowatt transmitter, Voice of America Radio Ashna, in Afghanistan at the same site, December 29th at 1655. Often with very good signal strength, he says, mentions a VOA in Washington, tuned in at 1655 and a clear Radio Ashna ID at 1700 when it faded up. In IRCA, Jean Burnell replies that it's also possible to get these in eastern North America, at least in the maritime provinces where he is. He says on 9 November, he measured Radio Afghanistan on 1106.979 at Sinon, roughly midnight 30 UT. They had been playing a 1 kHz tone for many minutes before their flute interval signal and IDs began at midnight 28, and the anthem just before midnight 30. As for VOA on 1296, he says that's usually easier around midnight 30 UT, also a good time for it. The programming is in English at that time with VOA 1, the hits, and moves quickly to Radio Ashna at midnight 30 with news in Pashto. On rather short notice, LRA 36 Antarctica said it would have a special broadcast on January 16th at 21 UT about Argentine exploration of the North Pole on shortwave 15476. Unfortunately, a little too late for me to tell you about it in advance here, since that's about when I'm recording this week's program. But if you keep up on the list, you wouldn't have known about it, such as the World of Radio IO group. Also there, Manuel Mendez says he got a notice from the station, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, that they have a new email address for reception reports. It is TRANALRA36 at radionacional.gov.ar. In his shortwave sites group, Ian in Australia opines, it has been reported that 2XL 918 kHz switched their medium wave transmitter off today, 12 January. I'm wondering about how sensible it is switching off these medium wave transmitters after the transition to FM in the mountainous, hilly terrain areas of national parks and native bushland, and where communities are sited amongst, given the horrendous bushfires that continue to rage across NSW in Victoria and isolated parts of South Australia. Several FM transmitter buildings and antenna installations and infrastructures in Southeast NSW and Southeast Victoria have been destroyed by fires, leaving people without a means of knowing what is going on after a fire has destroyed power lines, telecommunications, radio and TV infrastructure, which is often located on hills or mountaintops surrounded by dense bushland and highly flammable eucalyptus trees. We once had Radio Australia's shortwave transmission facilities at Shepparton, sometimes used for emergency purposes for Queensland. It seems to me the importance of retaining and reactivating, in some cases, medium and shortwave domestic broadcasting should be reviewed in light of the recent and continuing fire emergencies. Via Rudolfi Grimm and Shortwave Bulletin, a notice from the website of Brazil's Radio Alvorada, 4965, says they have closed down their shortwave transmissions as of December 31st. Basically, they concluded that shortwave is no longer worth the expense compared to other media. That may have been the official closure date, but I've been unable to find any loggings of this station since last February 18th on 4965. It apparently had been inactive for quite some time. The notice goes on to say this leaves only two tropical band stations still on the air in the state of Amazonas, and they name them. However, these are two stations we have never heard and never heard of. They must be forever secret or imaginary. However, according to World Radio TV Handbook, there still are a few stations in Amazonas State which are more or less active on 3375, 4805, 4845, 4925, and maybe 5035. Of course, there are several others in the general Amazon region, but not within the boundaries of Amazonas State. Late at night, just before bedtime, I'm in the habit of tuning the lower medium wave and long wave band for beacons, and continue to hear quite a few from Canada, in fact, more than from the U.S. The Canadians are easily distinguished because most of them start with Y, and they also have a dash in between the repeating IDs. Here's one I think which is new to me, at least, on 370 kHz, January 15th at 0725, dash and YBV, which is listed as 50 watts from Barrens River, Manitoba, B-E-R-E-N-S. That's more than halfway up the eastern shore of the long Lake Winnipeg. On January 10th at 1452, Steve Wiseblood in Texas heard on 7270 CNR1, presumably another use of jamming listed to be blocking Voice of China. The thing is, CNR1 is also known, at least in English, as Voice of China, but the station that's blocking is a clandestine with headquarters in California, presumably transmitted from Taiwan for only 1 hour a day, 14 to 15 UT on 7270, according to WRTH. Even though it's the same name, surely they're not pretending to be the official Chinese broadcaster. It is listed, however, in the WRTH on page 511, as Melno Ritola points out. It's not easy to catch an ID due to the jamming. WRTH says the clandestine ID goes Zhongguo Ji Yin. Ron Howard reminds me that I myself already reported this situation in December of 2015. But that's not all, Ron Howard says now. Daily, I still note 7270, predominantly occupied by PBS Nemengu, another Chinese station, during his local mornings, which puts out very noticeable spurs on 7266, 6258, and it's parallel to 6040. Ron says, I don't believe I have ever heard the clandestine Voice of China through the QRM. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, but I'll spare you the details this time, which I do cover in my almost daily log reports via the World of Radio Group and several others, such as spur blobs, harmonics, bad modulation, no modulation, wrong language, wrong time. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany reports, KTWR Guam seems to have stopped its remaining broadcast to China, Mongolia, and Vietnam, as well as much of its English programming on 8 January. That's based on the expiration dates for a number of registrations at HFCC. One version shows all the former broadcasts, as well as the current ones, and there were a number of others which expired in December. Ron Howard continues to monitor for the recently reactivated All India Radio at AIZAWL on 5050. They were coming and going, but January 14th and 15th, he says, they were not heard at all, starting at 11:30, maybe still adjusting the shortwave transmitter. Richard Langley was trying again to hear the English broadcast from Iran, January 10th, at 1920 UT on 6040, but nothing there, and using the remote receiver in Holland, not even a carrier. There was a weak carrier on the parallel frequency 11880, but no audio. However, 6040 did come on late at 1933. Someone was asleep. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, provides the latest set of frequency changes for Seabreeze, or Shokaze, from Japan about North Korean abductions. At 13 to 14 UT, 7310 and 7345 replace 6145 and 7245. Japanese, Korean, and in English only on Thursdays. The repeat hour at 16 UT is now on 6085 and 7325, replacing 5955 and 6020. They also relay a fellow abduction service, Furosato no Kaze, at 1405 to 1435, that's in only in Japanese. That's now on 6085 and 7260, replacing 6070 and 6095. Shokaze changes their frequencies about once a month, presumably because of jamming, although we don't hear much North Korean jamming of them over here. Meanwhile, another clandestine, this one from South to North Korea, Voice of Freedom, is still on 5920. Ron Howard says, excellent reception, no jamming. As of January 15th, 23 days since they moved from their former frequency, 6045, where the North Korean jamming has remained. Since the beginning of the B-19 season at the end of October, there's been quite a collision at 0330 UT on 6015. That's the Zanzibar frequency in their mornings, but also on 6015 has been Radio Tamazuk, the target service for South Sudan, transmitted via Madagascar, right in the same area. This has been discussed in the World of Radio group, and the objections reached Rokas de Yoda, the frequency manager for the MGLOB relay in Madagascar, who replied that as of January 13th, he would move away from 6015 to 6005 for Radio Tamazuk, and that has cleared up the interference. This began because Ron Howard was previously reporting that a third station was also on 6015 from East Turkestan, but it goes off at 0345. So now we may hear Zanzibar in the clear on 6015 at 0330, although here it's been very weak so far. Via Rusty X in English, an interesting long interview from the blog of Igor Kolke with Konstantin Chernushenko, head of the Russian Department of World Christian Broadcasting in Tennessee, also known as KNLS Alaska, and Madagascar World Voice. In November, he had visited with listeners in Moscow, and they discussed how shortwave broadcasting is going. Gradually fading, he says. It peaked in the 90s, at least judging from listener response from the Soviet Union or Russia. The number of letters we receive from listeners is much fewer. In fact, 90 to 95% they now get in electronic form. Only a few dozen letters arrive per month in the postal mail. He says, we still have an office in St. Petersburg, but modified, offering correspondence courses in Christianity. There are a couple of transmitters that we rent from the Caribbean broadcast to South America. I'm not aware of any such rentals in the Caribbean. Maybe he's referring to WRMI. And he says the leadership plans to add a Korean department and maybe French. It will be analog broadcasting from Madagascar on shortwave, but gradually shortwave will go to Internet. We are gradually moving the Russian department to Internet broadcasting. The cost of broadcasting on shortwave is very high. In Madagascar, we have diesel generators. You cannot count on local electric networks. Constant power outages. We had to buy diesel generators, and diesel is very expensive. Maintaining broadcasting costs a lot of money. In Alaska, it's a little cheaper because there is a connection to the public grid. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2017. Our thanks this week for financial support from Terry Colgan in Texas, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. He says, thanks for your dedication to the hobby. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1. 6684 ENID OK 73702. Someone with the initials SM reports to Medium Wave Echo of the Arctic Radio Club. I had noticed that start of transmissions from the new site of Voice of Maldives would likely be at the end of 2019, so I monitored their AM 1449 channel quite frequently, and finally was successful in hearing the new station on the Arctic SDR the morning of January 8th at 01 UT, their beautiful national anthem, just after the UK one had followed the shipping forecast over BBC Radio 4 on the same frequency. Besides that, there are commercial stations in Japan, Iran, and Saudi Arabia and Micronesia, not to mention North Americans on 1450 to reckon with. I soon got a reply from the chief technical officer saying he was surprised that you received our service. We just started a test transmission after a long break of roughly 1 year. We changed the transmitting site from the capital city, Mali, to a nearby island called Tilafushi. That's T-H-I-L-A-F-U-S-H-I. We're radiating 25 kilowatts analog, and the transmitter is ready for DRM as well. Once we are satisfied with coverage, we'll start the digital radio service. Last week, in discussing the English program from Voice of America carried by Mongolia on 7260, I misstated the time for the Saturday airing. It's midnight to 01 UT. 0809 would have been local time in Mongolia. Last week, I was wondering if anyone had actually heard the Brazilian music station in Belgium, transmitted via a low-power outlet in the Netherlands, Radio Onda. Yes, 5940.041 is reported by Richard Langley in New Brunswick using the Utventa remote receiver in Holland, heard January 11th at 1626 UT with an ID. Manuel Mendet in Spain has also been hearing it and got a reply by email saying that the transmitter is in BORCULO in Holland, not the place listed in registrations, and they said they will increase the power a bit in a few months. North Americans will probably have to rely on remote receivers to hear it. Dan Robinson says the station operator, Julio, is extremely friendly and responsive to listener email. They have a beautiful QSL, and he will send an actual card if you provide a mailing address, at least until he gets overwhelmed with reports. Radio New Zealand has made a frequency change January 15th, says Ivo Ivanov. After 1259 UT, they have been on 6115, but before then on 9700. Now he says they are also on 6115, starting at 1059. But during those 2 hours, they're on the north-northwest antenna. We should note an increase in signal over here when they switch to north-northeast just before 1300. Antichrist Pirate in North America, station YHWH, last heard January 10th at 0335 on 7470. I reported it then, as did Rick Barton in Arizona, Walt Salmaniv in BC, and John Beatty in California. Should you hear Spanish on 1530 in the middle of the night, or any time after sunset, it isn't necessarily KGBT in the Rio Grande Valley. January 12th at 0718 UT, I heard an ID mentioning Tulsa and FM. So that's KXTD in Wagoner, Oklahoma, which is supposed to be a 5-kilowatt directional daytimer. They do have FM relays. Something related is this notice from Paul Walker over 2 months ago. One of the oddest explanations I've ever read for requesting special temporary authority. KXTD AM 1530 Wagoner OK is requesting permission to operate at lower than its licensed 5,000 watts and to do it non-directional after a trampoline flying through the air during a tornado toppled one of their towers. Last week I mentioned that Spain had been missing from its North American frequency 9690 all year. But when you know it, the next day, January 10th, they were back, heard at 2135. So now we may expect once again to hear their token, mostly music, English broadcast at 23 to 2330, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. And what about their Spanish DX program, Amigos de la Onda Corta, which, judging from rundowns, is not much about shortwave? Their own schedules have contradictory and incorrect info about when it's actually on the air. But Jose Ronaldo Xavier in K Cabedelo, Brazil, reports actually hearing it on Thursday, January 9th at 23 UT. That's the same hour when English airs on other days of the week. News of radio and telecommunications, parallel on 11685, 12030, and 11940. Earlier under M for Madagascar, I mentioned Radio Tamazuk, but here it is again, filed under Sudan, South, Nan, 15400. Tuesday, January 14th at 1546, had a poor signal with flutter. It sounded like English, but a very heavy accent I could not lock onto. But we do know that Radio Tamazuk is scheduled for 10 minutes of English on Tuesdays and Thursdays, sometime during their hour-long broadcast. This one, however, is relayed via Vatican. Noting that Voice of Turkey often stays on an extra hour in German from midnight UT on 5960 after English at 23 UT to North America, if and when it's on the air at all, as it often is missing. On Saturday, January 11th at 2354, they were still on the air with their interval signal and started alternating IDs in German. And sure enough, starting the German broadcast at midnight UT Sunday, January 12th, just as the mighty KBC, via now and in Germany itself, came on the air for their weekly two-hour broadcast to North America. I've long been predicting the probability of such a collision, and it has finally happened for sure. KBC reception was the top over here, but checking the remote in Holland, it was Turkey and German way on top. Furthermore, there's an off-frequency transmitter in East Turkestan just below 5960. By choosing 5960 repeatedly of all possible frequencies, despite my warnings, KBC must deserve what it gets. Zisk, tisk. By the way, Turkey's English broadcast at 23 was indeed absent on January 13th and 14th, but had returned with a poor signal on the 15th. World of Radio continues to be heard at the additional time of 21 UT Wednesdays on WRMI 7780. However, another 7780 broadcast has disappeared, UT Saturday at 0130, replaced by ABS radio. But we're still on the other two frequencies at that time, early in our weekly cycle, 5850 to the northwest and 5010 to the south. 500 kilowatts from Maine is not enough to overcome Cuban spy numbers on the same frequency. We knew this was coming since Cuba has been on 9330 forever at 0708 UT four nights a week. And now WBCQ, World's Last Chance, is on there, of course, 24 hours, as heard Friday, January 10th at 0708. The Cuban spy numbers and digital blaps were overriding World's Last Chance. What in the world is going on with KAAY, Little Rock, Arkansas, on 1090 kilohertz? Saturday, January 11th at 0702, I heard a series of jokes to a laughing audience, maybe a stand-up routine, not the usual gospel huckstering. At 0708, they opened the NBC-TV Today Show Hour with Hoda and Jenna for January 10th, but no video here. Seems like a drastic format change. And again the next night, January 12th at 0655 UT, and heard a woman and man discussing pizza, but the audio was continuously breaking up severely, like buffering. They mentioned See It, a smokeless grill, so it's the audio of a TV infomercial, taking a cue from co-channel XEAU in Monterey, which does the same thing in Spanish at the same time. But the sound here was horrible for this exclusive TV offer. This ran past the top of the hour, 0700. There was no ID at 0702. And at 0704, they started playing back the Judge Judy TV show. But the next night, Monday, January 13th at 0706, when I checked, they were back to normal with well-modulated country gospel songs. I suppose they may have been plugged into a totally mistuned satellite feed overnight on the weekend. No human there noticing. Furthermore, the next two nights, January 14th and 15th, still they were back to gospel music. However, it seems they have dead air for about 5 minutes starting at 0700. That should be helpful for DXers in the Little Rock area. Wolfgang Buchel notes the defective transmitter at Son Tai for Hanoi, Vietnam, is still putting out spurs every 8 kilohertz above and below the nominal frequency. On January 10th, 7285 is the nominal frequency between 1030 and 1330 UT in Cambodian, Lao, French, Thai, and French. But these spurs appear like a garden fence every 8 kilohertz from as low as 7221 to as high as 7349. And the same thing happens on 9730. It must be the same transmitter for German at 1830 and English at 1900 centered on 9730. Earlier under M for Madagascar, I referred to the collision between Radio Tamazuk via Madagascar and Zanzibar on 6015. And now here under Z for Zanzibar is more discussion of that from Bill Bingham in Johannesburg. January 12th, PBS Xinjiang was very poor on 6015. I couldn't really tell when it went off the air. Maybe at 0257 or it faded out. The other carriers started at 0327. Radio Tamazuk and or Zanzibar, audio very poor. Music and songs sounded more African, so presumably Radio Tamazuk from Madagascar. A weak and continuous subaudible heterodyne, Zanzibar jingle, I think, at 0342, both with very poor reception. This was just before the change. He says, like Ron, I feel sorry for Zanzibar, as this has been their patch for years. This morning it seems to me that PBS Xinjiang cannot be blamed for lousy reception of Tamazuk and ZBC, but I can't be certain they had already gone off the air. Their own reception was so bad. Here's more of what Rokas Tiyoda, the frequency manager for MGLOB in Madagascar, said about resolving the collision. I plan to use 6005, 10 kHz away, from tomorrow morning and see if that improves the situation. According to band scans, should be a clear channel between 0330 and 0430 in the Horn of Africa. My reason to use 6015 was to stay close to 6020, which I used in the B18 season. However, since Tamazuk extended with half an hour extra, starting with the A19 season, I could not use that anymore because of Romania from 0400 onwards. And at the start of B19, 6015 was free to use with Zanzibar 50 kilowatts in Swahili reported to be off the air. Considering the extreme low sunspot number, I even consider swapping 6015 and 7315 between Madagascar and France, but that is not yet decided. Reminder to check our website, worldofradio.com, where among many other things you will find links to our schedule of DX, SWL, and media programs. Also, Alan Rose Hit List. Very useful links on the web to many shortwave stations and their webcasts. Furthermore, the latest World of Radio updated schedule, including all our outlets, not just on shortwave. Also, my gallery of TVDX photos and of QSLs. Links to many different varieties of current shortwave schedules. Of course, access to our vast archive of previous DX Listening Digest issues, which has currently been suspended. The propagation hour from Boulder issued January 13th. Geomagnetic field may reach active levels February 2nd and 4th, with ANK indices peaking at 10 and 4. Otherwise, mostly 8 and 3 or 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 70 to 72 by January 25th and back to 70 by February 7th. And so concludes another World of Radio number 2017. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you found the program informative, and will hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.